Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Artist of the day.
What's our keyword to cash again?
Royalty.
Don't even get me started.
All right.
I know we were going to do the Yanni thing. Yeah. I'm going to call an audible here real quick.
Okay. You still do want to talk about the royalty.
I do.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do both here in this segment.
Okay.
Rod, I know you don't follow the royal wedding stuff. I try not to, but oh my God. I do like to watch the news, and I watch it all the time.
Okay, I have to, before you go on your rant here, George Stephanopoulos this morning.
Yes. Do you have audio of this?
I don't, and I wish I did.
Can you find it if you can try?
Yeah. This morning, he was doing the George's royal wedding clock countdown thing, and he's like, it's 2 days and however many, whatever. And he literally looks at the camera and he goes, I really just can't. And Robin goes, I think everybody, we so excited about the royal couple getting married and their story. We're very excited for them and so happy. But we have a lot of 20-something producers that are women that really, a lot of our coverage is going to this. It's like she was apologizing because George is like, I cannot stand
George
to talk
was like,
about
I'm
this
done.
One more day.
George is, I'm done.
It's so funny.
It's ridiculous. I mean, they have a countdown right now on CNN.
Yeah.
And so anyway, Rod has left the room, showing his interest in this story. On GMA this morning, they did a story about Meghan Markle's family. Her dad apparently has had heart surgery of some capacity.
He's multiple heart attacks.
Listen, this guy looks like he's about 10 seconds away from a massive stroke. I mean, who are we kidding?
He does not look good.
He's not the pillar of health.
He needs to get a bottle of lisinopril and take the whole bottle.
I don't know what lisinopril is.
I don't know.
Is.
Lisinopril is my blood pressure medication that keeps me from having a stroke.
Oh, okay.
Good times.
He needs a whole bottle, and he needs to swallow all 30 because he looks like he's on the verge of death. Then they talked about her brother, who wasn't even invited to the wedding.
But yet still went to London.
No, it was her sister.
Oh, her sister.
Who wasn't invited to the wedding, but went to London anyway back in January and has been doing nonstop interviews on Good Morning Britain. She didn't invite her brother or her sister because they're all estranged from each other. Her dad can't decide if he's going to be healthy enough to walk her down the aisle. We don't know where mom is.
No, she's there.
Okay, mom's going to be there?
Yes, and that's what it sounds like. She's going to be the one who's walking her down the aisle now.
And I have read, and I always take this with a huge grain of salt, stories that say she's just a gold digger. She's in it for the money, and then she is out. Harry, you Nazi armband-wearing little handsome devil, you, run. Run from this American.
Okay, they always say you marry into the family or you marry their family, right?
Yeah.
So
get out.
But if she's estranged from everybody.
Why is she estranged from everybody? Because they're all crazy.
Exactly. So if she's not having any contact with him in the first place, should he really run?
But come on, can I give some props to the brother and sister who are probably making some serious ka-ching with the British tabloids because they pay good.
If I'm Harry, I am running so fast away from this hellish woman.
Mm-mm. You can't pick your family. I mean, she had no choice in that.
She was married to another guy for 2 years.
Yeah.
before the accident.
I always question like the super short marriages.
It's a thing in Hollywood, though.
Is it?
Yeah, Britney Spears.
Okay, she's a B-rate actress.
I agree.
I never heard of Meghan Markle until she started dating Harry.
Yeah. Isn't that a good sign?
What show was she on? Skirts?
Suits.
Oh. Skirts.
I didn't know.
Shoes. Shoulder pads. Tonight on Shoulder Pads, co-starring Meghan Markle.
All right, do the Yanni
Scott
thing.
Scott would totally watch that, though, because it's totally 80s themed. You know it is.
You know it is.
All right. So the other big thing is the Laurel versus Yanni debate that's going on right now. And okay, everybody.
Explain this. This is kind of like the purples,
blue purple dress.
Yellow dress, whatever.
Okay. Blue and black or white and gold. Come on, guys.
Sorry.
The latest internet debate is this audio clip. Some people very clearly hear the word Laurel. Others hear the word Yanni. And everybody's looking at each other like we're all crazy because nobody's hearing the same thing twice.
Okay, play it.
Laurel.
Whoa! Wait a minute!
You just heard Laurel, didn't you?
Out in the newsroom, I heard Yanni.
I did too, and I just heard Laurel.
Laurel, it's Laurel.
Just now, I heard Laurel.
Laurel.
Now I hear Laurel.
Right? I'm right there with you.
But wait, Rod's not in there, so you have to either go turn on your own microphone or not talk.
Okay.
Why did I hear Yanni when you played it over a speaker in the newsroom?
I don't know. I can't figure it
out. And now all of a sudden I just heard Laurel.
Yes.
Oh, we argued about this, Scott and I, at lunch today. Argued about this.
What do you hear?
We were in the car on the way back from lunch and he was going, Laurel. I go, no, it's Yanni.
Yeah.
It's clearly Yanni.
Totally hearing
Play
Laurel
it again.
Right now.
Lies.
Laurel.
Now I hear Laurel.
Right?
Because it is Laurel.
It is Laurel. You are correct. The kid who recorded it says that he was using one of those voice-to-talk things, and it is Laurel. Well, he recorded it as Laurel.
Well, Captain Encyclopedia, why did I hear Yanni in the newsroom when she played it over a speaker, but now that I'm listening to it on my headphones, I hear Laurel?
You're insane. That's why.
Oh.
Or deaf. What? And you're just, I don't know.
Coming from a guy who's on the snow patrol at Snow Creek?
Ski patrol.
Whatever.
Laurel. It doesn't even sound like Yanni.
It did out in the newsroom.
It did earlier.
I don't know how y'all can hear that. Maybe you just don't hear the nuances of the language
anymore. Originally, it was Dan and I who thought it was Laurel. All the rest of y'all thought it was Yanni. Y'all lost your ever-loving Yanni
minds. I think they've just been in radio too long.
No. Here's what it is. It's all about the pitch because the second Wicket was playing with the pitch earlier. When he raised it, I could hear Laurel, but the lower it was Yanni.
So that still makes no sense.
I know.
Because
that's what happened.
You could talk Laurel. Does that sound like Yanni?
No.
Laurel. Does that sound like Yanni?
You're not changing your pitch. It's just you talking in a higher tone.
A lot of people writing in saying, I just heard it on the show. This morning when I heard it on TV, it said Yanni.
Exactly.
Now on the radio, I hear Laurel.
So confusing.
I haven't heard Yanni once in this whole thing.
Negative. Me either.
Laurel.
No, he says Laurel now.
Total, I'm right there with you. And this is the same recording I played out in the newsroom that we were both hearing Yanni on. I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to go out and listen to this in the newsroom, and I will make the final call on this, because maybe it does sound like Yanni in the newsroom, although I don't believe anything.
Everybody says those are two completely different words, and they don't sound the same at all. That's absolutely correct. It makes no sense.
We're the sane ones, it feels like, Michael.
For once.
I know. That's just odd. The dress I understand because of photography and lighting and pixels and shades and tints and variations of hues. I get that. But Laurel doesn't sound a thing like Yanni.
Commercial break. I'm going out there to the newsroom, Caremark, sir, and I'm going to listen.
Okay. If you hear it.
Well, somebody says it's the difference between analog and digital.
Again. I recorded this in the newsroom, and I'm playing it in the news booth.
Right.
Of 20 different feet here, and I don't know.
I don't understand the difference. I mean, it would be like saying any random word and thinking it sounds like something else.
Here's what I want to know. Everybody on the text line is either saying, I always heard Laurel, and it sounds like Laurel now over the radio, or right. I heard it earlier today, and it was Yanni, but when I hear it over your radio,
it sounds
like Laurel.
Yes.
One more time.
Laurel.
All right, I want to hear from one person who hears that over the radio and here's Yanni. Because when we played it in the newsroom, it was Yanni.
Yes.
It was clear as day.
I'm right there with you.
It was clear as day as Laurel.
Okay.
That's the thing.
Quiet. Quiet.
You're I can't help it that you're going deaf.
I want to hear from somebody who still hears Yanni when we play it over the radio. And don't call in. I don't want to take it over the phone. Just if you've heard Yanni over the radio, because maybe they're somewhere between your computer and the airwaves and somebody's car stereo, there's the trick where you hear it properly.
There's the text line. It's still Yanni.
See, 3135. I heard Yanni this morning and I hear Laurel this afternoon. There you go.
3066, still Yanni.
Oh, I believe folks are hearing Yanni. I just can't comprehend how.
So confused.
I was shocked when you played it the first time. I was like, wait, that said Laurel now.
Yeah.
That is the same clip that you played to me about 3 hours ago.
Yes. Did not change.
I hear Yanni on TV and Laurel on the radio. Huh? It gets even more complicated.
Now, when they hear Laurel and Hardy, then you've got something.
Get out. Get out. Get out.
Fine.
Out!
By meteorologist Dan Weinbaum.
576-7798. Michael Mackey for Michael Mackey.
Laurel.
Filling in for Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks. Care Marks at Rob Babcock on KMBZ. I don't care who you are. If you don't like Night Ranger, you're not a friend of mine. From the text line, I heard Yanni all morning. I hear Laurel now, mind blown. From the text line, all I hear is shoot me in the head. All right, now you went into Wicket's page where he dropped the pitch 30%.
Yes.
Let's listen now.
Yanni.
Okay, now I'm hearing Yanni.
Yes.
Play the original. Can you do that?
So confused. Yes.
Laurel.
Okay, that's Laurel. That's clearly Laurel.
Right?
Yanni.
What?
So weird.
I don't understand my head.
I can't. My head. It hurts. Make it stop.
Yanni.
Now I'm hearing yeah. It sounds like yammy. Where do you get a yeah from a ooh?
I don't know. But it's there.
Wow, I'm a 46-year-old man who just said, how do you get a yeah from a...
Wait, how is that again?
A yeah from a...
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Here's what I know. Run, Harry, run. For the love of Christ.
And we're back. Okay.
For the love of Christ, get away from this crazy American woman and her family. Run, son, run. Your mother would be very disappointed.
What does the queen have to say about all this? That's what I really want to know. She's been awfully quiet.
And then somebody on the text line was trying to argue with us that Meghan Markle is not half black. She's half black. Her mom's black. She's like the reverse Barack Obama.
I love how you were just like Meghan Markle. Well, you just had a series of mini strokes. Meghan Markle.
And he can say that because he's had a stroke.
And it wasn't even a series of.
No, it was just one really bad one.
Yeah.
What did you sound like when you went to the front desk at the hotel?
Scott. Well, no, it wasn't when I the only reason I knew I was having a stroke is because I walked up to the mirror and I tried to say my ABCs.
What'd that sound
like? Well, in my head, I was saying ABCDEFGA as fast as I could possibly say it, but all that was coming out of my mouth was, and that's when I realized I was having a stroke and called 911.
Could you hear it?
Uh-huh.
In your head, you're hearing ABC, but in your ears, you're hearing,
And so when I called 911... You know, they were like, well, we know you're at this hotel, but we don't know what room you're in, so you're
going to... They thought you were drunk.
No.
Oh.
They knew that something was wrong. I just had to get to the lobby. But what? By this point, I was starting to become paralyzed. It was a whole thing.
Okay, so Weinbaum just came... I'm sorry to interrupt your story.
Yeah, we're sorry about your near-death experience, but let's get back to Laurel and Yanny.
So dumb.
Laurel.
So apparently the New York Times just did this thing where you can change the pitch of the Laurel to Yanny progression, and you can actually hear when it changes. So like at the lower end, you're going to hear Laurel, and at the higher end, you're going to hear Yanny.
Thank you for that. And thank you for your story about nearly dying.
Yammy.
We've shared it online.
Yammy.
What'd you say?
We've shared it online. If you'd like to... check it out.
Newsroom Caramark Search.
All right. There's been an explosion at a day spa in California. We'll have details next. To keep my hands on myself.
Michael Mackey from Michael Mackey.
Dot com.
Filling in today for Dana, right?
Good to be here. It's nice out. We should. Can we do this? The rest of the news, the rest of the show outside. That'd be great. It's nice out.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
Just head on out.
Okay.
story here from the New York Times. Luke Heimlich, one of the best players in college baseball.
Oh, I heard this.
And certainly its most controversial, strode to the mound, dusted away a patch of dirt with his cleats, lined up for his first pitch. The home crowd of nearly 3,000, mostly in orange and black, the colors of Oregon State where he plays, cheered Luke, Luke, Luke. They wanted a victory against Arizona State, one of their biggest rivals. More than that, they wanted a performance that would hark back to a different time. The time before anyone had heard that Heimlich, 22, their hero, had pleaded guilty to a felony. He's the star pitcher
for
Oregon State. Projected to be one of the top picks in the Major League Baseball draft. But they hearkened back to a time before people knew he had pleaded guilty to a felony. Sexually molesting his 6-year-old niece when he was 15. Oh, I got your attention, did I there, big fella? Otherwise, this game in Goss Stadium seemed completely normal, as has been true all season, which has unfolded in a surprisingly ordinary way. The Beavers, odd name, are again among the elite. They have a good chance of making it back to the College World Series next month. They may even win the national championship. But given his past, the question remained, why was Heimlich even on the mound? In a series of interviews with the New York Times this weekend, Heimlich flatly denied committing a crime that he earlier had admitted to, saying that he pleaded guilty to quickly dispense with the case and for the sake of family relations. Said Heimlich, when asked for specifics about what may have occurred between him and his niece, nothing ever happened. The girl's mother, whose name is being withheld to protect the identity of the victim, said her daughter's account is the truth. She says there is no way he didn't do it, that her daughter's descriptions of abuse are, quote, very specific. So let me ask you this. He is going to be one of the top picks in the Major League Baseball draft. His name is Luke Heimlich.
Like the maneuver?
Yes. Plays for Oregon State. He's a pitcher. Apparently, he's pretty damn good. But when he was 15 years old, he admitted to sexually molesting his 6-year-old niece.
But now says he did not.
Should this cost him a career?
This can't help, but, I mean, this will follow him around ad nauseum for infinity and beyond.
Somebody says, this crap does not matter. That's his past. It's just another example of someone's past holding them from their future because people go digging and bring up the past. Leave this crap alone. He has a past, so do you. His might be bad, doesn't mean he's a bad dude. Somebody else writes in,
yeah.
I don't care how good he is. He does not deserve this privilege. Pull him now and forever.
Doesn't deserve this privilege.
What you do when you're 15, does that carry over into when you're an adult? I ask out of ignorance because I don't know yet. I haven't formulated my own opinion. 15 years old. When I was 17 years old, full disclosure here, I was not the angel that I am today. And me and three friends trashed. And by trashed, I mean we destroyed the Leavenworth Country Club golf course. I won't say who those three friends are because two of them still live here in town. But they know who they are. Me and three friends got drunk one night at a buddy's house.
Larry, Daryl, and Daryl.
Larry, Daryl, and Daryl. That's right. We got really hammered one night. Ooh, we got hammered. And we found some golf clubs in a garage. We decided to go play a little golf in the middle of the night without a golf ball. There were divots all over that golf course. Oh, my God. We got busted.
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. We got busted.
Video cameras or what?
Leavenworth Country Club said, we won't press charges. If you never step foot on our country club again, I never have.
Hmm. Did you ever apologize to them?
Oh, most certainly I did. I was horribly embarrassed. I was horribly embarrassed. My father was furious.
But should that indiscretion be held over your head for the rest of your life?
Yeah. The fact that Scott Parks was a vandal, should that keep me from being a broadcaster for the rest of my life?
The lengthy and, let's face it, impressive list of things I did illegal in my life.
And Rod, by the way, can I stop you for a second? Your list, if you want to call it impressive, I think another word for it is incredibly lengthy. And indeed, you've been very honest with me privately about the things you've done in your life.
Indeed.
And it's bad.
Rod, it's impressive. And by impressive, I mean appalling.
And I want desperately to say that, you know, what you do in your youth does not necessarily reflect who you are as an adult.
Because you grow up and you learn from your mistakes.
But that's
the big one.
You're getting to the sexual molestation.
Yep. Yeah, you are that. 6 year old? I mean.
But wait, what I want to know is how did they find out about it in the first place? Because aren't most juvenile records sealed? He was 17.
Well, I would imagine because the aunt is still, or a cousin, I guess. I don't know how that worked out. The girl's mother is still furious.
So she
I imagine she probably leaked it. And you're right, guys. And it's a fair point on the text line. You can't compare whatever Rod has done in his past, which is bad, and trashing a golf course to molesting a six-year-old child. You're absolutely right. And I wasn't trying to. And so if you took from that I was trying to compare those two crimes, I'm not. And if it seemed like I was doing that, then I apologize. I was wrong. I'm not. What I'm trying to do is draw a comparison, I guess, to what you do as a child, what you do prior to adulthood, which we've all agreed as a society is 18. Can that be held against you in adulthood? That's all I was trying to say.
Now, what's this guy's name?
Luke Heimlich.
But, Rod, you make
and he's going to be the next big baseball player,
well,
maybe.
Well, yeah. In theory. He's certainly a prospect, yes.
In theory, yes. But you make a huge point. There's a gigantic mammoth difference between vandalism and child molestation.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
But
I mean, that's just it. Like I said, I hate to think that I or most people would be judged by what they did in their past, unless what you did in your past was a 6 year old.
Was basically rape your 6 year old niece.
Oh.
Rod needs to clear the air and tell us all what he has done.
Dear God, no.
No.
No. Dear, no.
No.
This is the family show.
I'll say this. These people chose to participate in Rod's crimes. Is that fair? There was no violence.
I knew people that had stuff, and I knew people that wanted stuff.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's fair. That's fair. You were the middleman.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Like a broker.
Nobody got beat. Nobody got beat down that we know of.
No.
Now, does this Luke guy, does he have to register as a sex offender?
I would imagine not. He was only 15 when it occurred.
Right. So basically, he has kind of a, dare I say, a clean slate. If it weren't for the fact that his aunt is bringing this up right and left. But you just made a good thing, or you just made a good point when you said it was business as usual. Everybody was cheering him on. It was just... But this thing is going to follow him. It's going to haunt him.
And here's why people were cheering him on. If you can throw a ball, catch a ball, hit a ball, or put a ball through a hoop, people do not care what you have done.
Truth? Hashtag truth.
If you can win for whatever school or city or team that other people are willing to cheer for, they will not care. And I remind you all of two names in this town from the 1990s, early 2000s. DeMarc Vanover, Bam Bam Morris. I remember those names because I covered their federal trials when these two members of the Kansas City Chiefs were using car sales to ship cocaine into Kansas City to sell to your kids. And I haven't seen people fleeing the Kansas City Chiefs season ticket office because of DeMarc Vanover and Bam Bam Morris. But these two moron idiot losers went to federal prison because making millions of dollars running a football up and down a football field wasn't enough. They needed to ship in cocaine in used cars. And they went to prison for that. But nobody cared because DeMarc Vanover scored touchdowns and Bam Bam Morris scored touchdowns.
Well, isn't Michael Vick back? I mean...
Michael Vick is not only back, he was a quarterback's consultant for the Kansas City Chiefs in the offseason prior to last year.
There you go.
This is a man who hung dogs by their hind legs and electrocuted them if they didn't perform well enough.
This Luke guy, though, he is now denying it. I mean, do we believe him? I mean, I don't understand why a 15-year-old in his right mind, obviously 15-year-olds don't make rational decisions, but why would you admit to something back in the day in the interest of getting it, you know, so not create a family squabble. And then years later, nope, didn't happen. Yep. Never happened. Didn't do it. Do we believe him?
Great point. Tyreek Hill was accused of beating his pregnant girlfriend in college. You love that Tyreek Hill now, don't you? If you can run a ball, catch a ball, throw a ball, or hit a ball, people will love you no matter what. 576-7798. Here, boy, have a cigar. You're going to go far. Probably their most autobiographical record. Pink Floyd on Dana and Parks. Want to thank Michael Mackey for MichaelMackey.com.
Oh, we kind of did that on together.
For filling in today, Mark Alford from Fox 4 will be joining us from 4 to 6 this afternoon. By the way, this woman, 10 kids rescued from California home, subjected to waterboarding and other abuse. There's mom. Okay, look, there's mom.
Uh-huh.
There's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's a tasty treat.
They look a little sketch.
What's up with the under the eye tattoo on your face?
That looks like a fish hook.
Are you trying not to get a job?
Waterboarding? Who comes up with waterboarding children?
You haven't heard about this story?
No.
There were 10 kids in the house. Here, I'll read it.
All hers?
Hi, Stella.
Hi, Stella.
She's excited today. The parents of 10 children rescued from what California authorities call years-long... It almost bothers me to have to read these stories, but yeah, I guess you have to know what's out there. The parents of 10 children rescued from what California authorities call years-long abuse are both in jail after their mother was taken into custody today, and her bail was set at nearly $500,000 to reflect the seriousness of the charges. Prosecutors say the children were subjected to waterboarding, shot with crossbows, and had scalding water poured on top of them. Prosecutors have charged Ina Rogers, 31, with 9 counts of felony child abuse, saying that she caused the children to be in a situation likely to produce great bodily injury and death. Rogers did not enter a plea, but has previously denied the allegations that her children were even harmed. Her husband, Jonathan Allen, faces multiple charges of torture and felony child abuse. He's pleaded not guilty. He is held on $5.2 million bond. Judge William Pendergast agreed with the deputy district attorney's request to set bail at least $495,000. Blah, blah, blah. Of course, they deny the allegations. They did nothing wrong. The kids, though, somehow think they
still
were water.
Still waterboarding.
Mm-hmm. Rogers told reporters that she had one prior interaction with child welfare officials when her mother had mentioned something that prompted a home visit. They took pictures of the kids, interviewed them individually. How do people... I'm serious. You have to have a license to drive, but not a license to have kids.
Ten kids.
That the state will be taken care of forever. I'm serious. It's stories like these, I'm not kidding you, that make me believe in forced castration.
These kids are going to be screwed up their whole lives. The rest of their lives. Screwed up.
Michael Mackey from MichaelMackey.com. Thank you for coming in.
You're my pleasure.
Mark Alford from Fox 4 takes a seat in just a moment.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.